Don't cut fucking corners. This little training here is going to hopefully hold the mirror up to anyone out there watching. So you can just literally stop being a victim and hiding from the hard work. So let's get stuck in. Life is so much easier when you do the work. If there's a quote, right, and I might butcher it, but work hard for an easy life or live easy for a hard life. We see it so often in the coaching space with so many clients who come on board that have no discipline, have no plan, that say they struggle to get results, but quite frankly, have never leaned into doing the necessary work, the simple basics done at a high level, held through with solid accountability and a clear direction. So many people just always shy away from doing what they know they need to do. You know you need more sunlight. You know you need more sleep. You know you need to train harder. You know you need to do cardio. You know you need to track your nutrition. By the way, as a shameless plug, head to the link in my Instagram bio for the free peak macro calculator or the nutrition packs. Really worth it. But life is so much easier when you actually do the work and lean the fuck in. And the thing is, in which I used to do a hell of a lot of time, is I'd be really good at, you know, smashing a goal, achieving a goal, then I'd fall completely off because it was always outcome-based. But the process of doing the work, developing the discipline, becoming a man that does not miss is always going to set you free. Discipline will always set you free and allow you to grow and develop at a faster rate because you are now clear that nothing good in life comes easy. So a life lived when things are constantly missed will make you anxious. How massive is mental health these days? You know, it's 4 years, I'm recording this, 4 years to the day the lockdown came. A lot of people were shown who they really were. They had more free time, more, their partner saw them for who they were, their friends saw them for who they were. They saw themselves for who they were. Ordering takeaways, sitting, smoking weed, playing games, wanking 3 times a day. And if you complain, then you still live in a state of being anxious and a victim and shying away from doing the necessary work. You're going to feel so disconnected day in, day out. And it's a horrible state to be in. And I've been there before. I used to be a fucking loser. I used to always shy away from doing the work, track my food. I'd train, but it wouldn't be that hard. Maybe go or run, but I'd stop halfway through and just call it a day. No one needs to know. I'd stay up late. I'd wake up late. I'd eat whatever the fuck I want every day just because it was easy. I just always missed. And I hated who I was. I was anxious about the person I was going to be. I was thinking to myself, if clients were to watch how I live my life, would they be inspired or would they be disappointed? And you need to think third-party person something. You need to get above yourself and look at who you are and think, is the way I'm living satisfactory? Is it gold standard? Is it actually the life I want to be living? Because if not, you will feel anxious. So many people have mental health issues. I'm full of anxiety. It's like, well, why? Why? Because if you align and rejig the chemical imbalance in your brain to lean into the challenging times, even when the circumstances may not be in your favor, you will renounce anxiety. Action will beat anxiety. Just imagine you never missed again. You never missed a session in the gym. You never missed a good night's sleep. You never missed your steps, your hydration goals, your supplementation. Imagine you tracked every little bit of food meticulously. I think a lot of people have eating disorders out of the fact they shy away from actually taking ownership over how much they eat. Controversial, I know. But imagine you never missed again. You planned everything out, you were diligent, you managed yourself and the time you have daily. You would be in a phenomenal position. You would be in a completely different position, mentally and physically. I know that because I've been on the latter. I've been in the worst position of my life to the best position of my life. Picture this, right? Character one. He shows up, you know, when he wants. He's kind of chubby, sad, and, you know, he says he wants to change his body, but he's only trained once or twice a week. Said he wants to change his body, but he doesn't track his food. Says he wants to change his lifestyle, but he stays up till 1 in the morning every night playing games and wanking. He wakes up late, he comes into work all lethargic, and then, why can't I change my life? Why? Victim, 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 victim. We've got character two. We'll call this guy Chad. Call him Chad. He's diligent, he wakes up early. I love this quote. Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man rich, healthy, and wise. Character two, though, Chad, he tracks his food. He knows what's coming in, he knows what's going out. He knows how to train hard. He's clear, he's diligent, he manages his time. Goes to bed at the right time, wakes up at the right time, hydrates, caffeinates properly, stays on top of his own personal hygiene. He's consistent with it. He's doing what is required as a man to be a better person in this day and age. Do you think that guy, Chad, against Bob, who would win in a fucking fight? Bob wouldn't stand a chance because he's an anxious mess. Because he's never prepared for anything in his life. So who would come out on top? It's evidently going to be Chad, isn't it? Bob wouldn't even last one fucking round. So when you cut corners, you break trust with yourself, right? You need to realize that. Every time you say you're going to do something but don't do it, a little part of you dies. Everyone has an inner child, right? The person, when you were younger and you had big dreams, ambitions, and you looked up and you were like, I want to be an astronaut, I want to be a spaceman, I want to be a police officer, I want to do this, I want to be, you know, an athlete, I want to play for Celtic, Rangers, Barcelona, whatever. I'm not a football guy, as you can probably tell. But see, every time that you say you're going to do something but don't do it, you lose a little bit. You almost like destroy that little child inside you. You know, you tell him, you know what, I'm a loser. I'm not going to do it. It's too hard. You know, and every time you break that trust, you develop a state of, you know, anxiousness, and the gap between the gain is where you want to go. The gap is like how much you have to fill. It opens, it widens until the point it's so far away that, you know, it's not even worth doing because it's going to be really challenging. So every time you can close that gap, stop cutting fucking corners, you're going to build a lot of self-worth and trust with who you want to be and who you actually are. Because when you double down and implement, you build confidence and momentum. Imagine every day you woke up with confidence knowing exactly who you are, what you want, where you're going, and what you need to do to get there. That's going to obviously build momentum. That's going to allow you to be who you want to be. That's going to allow you to steamroll the competition. If there is any competition, it's going to allow you to steamroll your self-doubt. That's going to allow you to move forward with a pace that, quite frankly, is undeniable. So don't be a Jeffrey. Don't be a Bob. Don't be a little simp. Don't be a chump that just moans and bitches and complains. That's a victim, essentially. Because you need to learn. You need to understand that who you are right now and who you want to be, they're the same guy, except one person just acts differently. And if you're unhappy with the way you're living your life currently, something needs to change. And if you're currently a Jeffrey right now, this is me holding the mirror up telling you, stop being a victim, stop being a loser, stop being a little punk chump that just shies away from doing the work. Because you're going to get found out. And do you know who's going to find out first? You. And that's going to cause huge anxiety. Huge anxiety and disconnect from who you truly need to be. Much love, guys. Stay sexy. Stay disciplined. See you in the next one.